Welcome to This Just In, the show bringing you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. And now, for the fastest voice in healthcare, here's your host, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to This Just In. I'm your host, Justin Barnes. In these segments, I'll bring you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and leadership. As always, we're broadcasting from the This Just In studios on the Business Radio X Network, as well as the Healthcare Now Radio Network. For this episode, my 285th episode, we have a great show focused on the HIMSS Annual Conference, or better known as HIMSS 24, occurring in sunny Orlando, Florida. And joining me today is a very familiar voice, healthcare thought leader, technologist, and innovator, as well as a longtime friend joining us, Mr. Mike Mosquito. Welcome back to the show, my good friend.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you for having me. Glad to be back with you again. Looking forward to another year together, and glad you're doing well.
Absolutely, my friend. And first of all, I want to say big kudos to Mike, because we pulled the show together in rapid pace. We're talking within minutes. It's just been very, very busy for us both. Lots of travel, coast to coast. But I'm glad you could help me and you could jump on air with me and know we're going to have a good show, as always.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know my audience is like, wait a second, we've heard Mike's name and voice recently and a couple times, and you absolutely have. And that's actually been by design. Mike and I have a great rapport, know each other for a very long time, a couple of decades, have a great mutual respect for each other. So hopefully in 2024, our schedules will continue to align and Mike will become a more frequent voice on this platform. Obviously a lot of work to do, but hopefully Mike's up for it and it'll all work out.
Looking forward to it, Justin.
Thank you, my friend. And also, I want to say basically a special shout out to my amazing producers. They're continuing to evolve the format. On top of all the audio that we're doing, and we do this really on a weekly basis, we're going to start to rope in and integrate in some video production later this year. So thank you very much to Roberta, Carol, and the entire Healthcare Now Radio team. I'm excited for it. I got to be a bit more professional now. We're going to go on air and on video. I have a voice for radio. I have a face for radio. But anyhow, we're going to start doing more video. And I'm excited. So look forward to that. I've actually got some stuff for my in-home broadcasting booth and area. So I'm excited to showcase that later this year. But let's dive in. So we're recording this. First of all, I assume I will see you next week in Orlando, my friend.
You sure will. I'll be coming down to HIMSS this year. So I'll be spending time in Orlando with colleagues and peers like yourself.
Very cool. Yeah. And we're recording this a few days earlier as a HIMSS 24 overview show. It was a kind of a last minute item that worked out in both of our schedules, or we kind of wedged it in there pretty good into our schedules. But excited. I mean, HIMSS is a great forum. I think 35,000 they're calling for this year. And excitedly, I'll be broadcasting my show live from there and also recording some great interviews and discussions from the conference. And so you'll be hearing that over the next several weeks. But this is going to play for the most part of next week. As we go into the HIMSS Annual Conference, we will be doing some break-ins to share what's coming, the latest and greatest. I'm hoping, Mike, you also will be able to share and join the show next week.
Yes, I will be able to join you. Yes, Justin, glad to do so. I do the recap for conference dailies. So I'll definitely be able to join you and add some of that commentary for what's been seen on the floor and what's been exciting about this conference as well.
I look forward to it. Yeah, you always bring a great perspective. No, thousands and thousands of people as well. And so it's going to bring, just bring in kind of the energy from the conference, what's happening, what's not happening, who's kind of got the best booth, what are some of the best, most strategic conversations out there, what's really truly evolving, what's real, what's not. It's kind of, HIMSS will have all of that. And so it's really exciting to see how this conference comes together. We were catching up a little bit off air before we came on air. And I think this is my 22nd or 23rd HIMSS. It might be more than that, because I mean, I started going in 1990. I don't date my age here, but I think I've been going since 1996, but I may have missed one or two years. This might be my 24th or 25th year. It's pretty crazy. What about you, my friend?
About the same. I'm trying to calculate my daughter's age. Square root of, and I exactly. Asked about that. I'm right there with you. I think it's about 22. think this is 22. I love it.
Yeah, and I actually just realized I did a little some LinkedIn sharing of my initial guest list earlier today. And I think this is actually my 10th year broadcasting live from the HIMSS annual conference. So this is my 10th year or almost 11th year going into the radio show. But my very first year broadcasting the show live from a conference was in 2015 in Chicago. Wow. So yeah, we're going on. This is actually the 10th session. I'm excited for it. Very excited. Well,
congratulations to you, Justin, for your long tenure of providing, you know, this content and opportunity and a vessel for education for us that are out here, you know, doing the other hard work. You definitely bring perspective to us wherever we are. And so congratulations for putting 10 years of work behind this.
Thank you, my friend. So first, why do you attend the HIMSS annual conference? Obviously, you've been, you know, you've gone 24, 25 years or so. So why do you attend every year?
Well, I will tell you, I go one, see colleagues, peers, friends like yourself each year, catch up and see what, you know, what other things, collaborate, see what collaboration is going on the floor. Mm-hmm. And what have they seen, right? Because you can't be and see everything that's happening in healthcare. So some of that is cross collaboration on the good, bad, and ugly, because it all happens that way in healthcare technology. Yeah. So I go to get part of that, you know, influence from others and to see for myself who's building, who's innovating, who's changing this landscape of healthcare. We know there are people providing education, so that education is there. Those education CEs are there. But you want to be able to see who's actually doing some of that hard work to change that landscape of healthcare. And with HIMSS being a new entity, under a new entity this year, I kind of want to see how that's being transformed. What is going to be different than what's in the past?
That's a very good point. I haven't really thought much about that, but yeah, I think Informa or someone, now owns the rights for HIMSS. And so this will be the very first conference under their umbrella. And I may have that wrong. I have not done a lot of research there, but I think that's who purchased the HIMSS entity. But yeah, I completely agree on everything that you said. I mean, it's a great way to learn what's happening out there, see what's happening kind of hands-on, what's real, you know, like I said in the opener here, what's not real. I mean, there's a lot of buzzwords thrown around, but who's really making the tangible, demonstrable evolutions in care strategy, innovation, technology, and hopefully interoperability. So hopefully we'll see some of that stuff, not kind of smoke and mirrors, but really the tangible, the case studies or the proofs in the pudding. So I'm excited to see that, because that's going to be shown. I mean, if something's out there, it's going to be highlighted at HIMSS. This is the annual conference that everybody goes to, certainly, and all the biggest announcements will be, you know, broadcast here. So if it's out there, it's going to be showcased. And so I'm looking forward to hearing some of those and seeing some of those for sure.
Definitely.
So, and one thing I want to say, and it's kind of a call out for everybody, and you know, HIMSS, we're excited for HIMSS. I know you just came back from Vive. HLTH or health conferences out there. These are all phenomenal opportunities to get out there and learn. So I want to take a special second, and I know you'll second this, but obviously would want your thoughts as well. But these shows are always what you make them. If you don't have a good conference, I always say that's completely on you. Certainly when I own my own company and I ran businesses and companies that go to HIMSS, you know, I always tell the staff and the team, this show and this conference is everything that you want it to be. It's everything that you make it be. So you can hit every goal that you set out if you hustle, if you get out there, if you strategically plan your time, if you just do everything that you're supposed to do and you think ahead and you put a game plan together, you can exceed your goals. Not only achieve them, but exceed them. There's every opportunity, every, you know, thought leader, mover and shaker, company leader, leadership, innovator, everybody's at this conference. And again, the other conferences, we're not just, you know, HIMSS is phenomenal because here right now, but you know, these other conferences out there too are great because they're usually off season from HIMSS, but they're always what you make them. And so I do want to, you know, I kind of call that to action. I also want to make it pointed, because I want people to see these conferences as extremely positive, not just a financial or time suck, but no, this is, you'll get out of this 2, 3, 4, 5 fold what you put into it. So what are your thoughts there?
I 100% agree. As you've seen, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you'll see where I am. I'm very transparent about why I'm attending, where I'm attending, who am I talking to. And again, after coming, I was on stage 3 times at Vive, and had folks waiting to engage after coming off stage. And it's, you make what you want. When those folks are trying to set up meetings with me, and there's only so much time I can give to them, but it's a privilege to be able to share some thought leadership with either new and emerging companies, other colleagues and leaders that want to have, you know, a conversation about what I've seen, or a company that's wanting to put together a strategy and they see where I'm tied to and they, hey, Mike, can you give us some feedback and some thought leadership around this? These conferences are about engaging, you engaging, not about, you know, waiting on someone to set, you know, a schedule for you and hopefully they pull you through their conference. They're putting the content there for you. For me, that, you know, coming out of Vive, I saw a lot of innovation. They talked a lot of innovation. There was a lot to be seen. And so the same expectation is going to be around HIMSS. What are they putting in front of you that's new thought leadership that's going to change the dial of healthcare, whether it's from, you know, the leaders in the organization and how you're choosing them to the technology that you're implementing that will change your patient experience. So you're spot on, Justin. These conferences are there for you. And it's not going to be, it's not like for like. They're not designed to be like for like, because there's certain executives that attend one over the other for their own personal reasons. But I believe that as we move through these conferences, there's an opportunity for you to be, to have a holistic view of the healthcare landscape, innovation, workflows, initiatives that are going on that change healthcare.
Absolutely agree. So, and love it. So talking, I mean, let's follow that, you know, a little bit farther. What are you most excited about this year for HIMSS 24?
Well, again, seeing how they're going to move the dial compared to other conferences towards innovation, showcasing emerging technologies, increasing the patient experience and showing that through either onstage presence, like we're going to have on Tuesday morning with the keynote, putting Google on stage, you know, how do we talk about these topics and then have proof points behind them on stage and then on the floor with the partners that are developing the solution. So I'm really excited to see if they can pull this together. You have a benchmark when you've got a conference that comes out of the gate to start the year and they talk pure innovation. So we're coming right in hot into HIMSS and you want to see, can HIMSS transform into this innovative thought leader conference and still back up the education that they've always had?
Yes, completely agree. And I would like to dive in. So yeah, let's talk about some of the top programs. You brought up the one of the opening keynotes on patient experience, which I think is, you know, obviously critically important. I think even before that is one that I found that I wanted to highlight for people. Because again, even if you're not attending HIMSS, weren't able to attend HIMSS, or want to go back and look at some of your notes or some of the presentations, there's one, the Provider Executive Summit is happening on Sunday and Monday. And this is really interesting. So what I loved about this specifically was some of the best practices that they're going to be sharing. And it's not only just for healthcare executives, but the part that I liked them the most, and when I read through their notes and objectives, effective approaches to educating before adopting transformational technologies. And I know you're going to love this too, because educating before adopt, getting the mindset right. You know, basically, who moved my cheese? You know, that book right from 30 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. But I mean, getting your mindset right, getting the strategy set before you hang that ladder, before you try to climb that wall, before you try to implement that innovation, what is important as a foundation before you go? And I think, so that's one of the pieces I'm going to talk, you know, I think that's just a best practice overall for no matter what you do, but we have such a huge lift in what we're trying to accomplish in healthcare and health IT specifically, that I spend more time, you know, on the front side of this, which is, you know, when you're also building a company, you have to do this, is you spend a lot more time on strategic planning than sometimes on the execution side, at least out of the gate, because you got to make sure you fire in the right direction. You only have so many bullets. You have only so many ladders, so many walls and so much time and so much money. You've got to get it right the first time to the best of your ability, or at least at the very best foundation to work from. So, and I know you work the exact same way, but what are your thoughts there?
No, I 100% agree. And I think that pulling together those executives to have, to showcase, or at least have discussions around those executive leadership practices that are going to affect care delivery. How do we talk about, you know, balance and equitable care across the continuum? And right, because while one hospital may have a key focused on equitable care, another may just be dipping their toe into it and may need some navigation or a hand to be held. That's a forum where you can bring folks together to have that conversation of, here's what's going right, here's where we're struggling, here's where we're using some disruptive innovations and we're adopting these new practices of care. And here's what's working. Here's what's working in our community. And here's who we're reaching out in those communities to be effective. So I think that, you know, They've got some key objectives for the executive experience and the executive summit. And I think that, you know, the proof is in the pudding for those executives that they'll see the value if they're going to be able to create, you know, some collaboration that will leave with them as they go back to their care settings.
Awesome. And I know we pulled this show together very quickly. So I'm actually going to give you a second. If there are a couple of sessions that you know that you want to attend, I'm going to give you a second to find them. But also, I'm going to cover now my guests coming up for the radio show. I'm very excited about these guests. And I'll be honest with you, all these people agreed to be in the show within probably an hour of me contacting them. So I'm grateful for my guests next week, as this show kind of came together. The live broadcast from the conference came together very, very quickly. I wasn't quite sure if I was even attending HIMSS because there's just so much going on with my life and building businesses. But it all came together and we're broadcasting live. The HIMSS was amazing and invited me to give my own broadcast area. So running through the guest list, and you'll be hearing. So my guests will be hearing from all of these speakers in the next couple of weeks, but starting next week. So most frequent guest in the show is John Halamka, Dr. Halamka. So president of Mayo Clinic Platform. John's just a phenomenal thought leader, great friend of the show, and a great supporter. So John's my very first guest next week. Then Anish Chopra. I think most people know it's Anish. He was the first CTO in the United States, reported directly to President Obama, was also appointed by President Obama. So just a great thought leader in our industry, but he's also co-founder and president of Care Journey, doing phenomenal things with data and certainly Medicare data, but also data out of CMS in general. But Anish is just such a great thought leader and innovator. So all, you know, excited to talk to him and hear some of his thoughts and how his world's evolving. We all know Rasu Shrestha, Dr. Shrestha. We all know him as Rasu, executive vice president with Advocate Health. But, you know, Rasu is one of the biggest thought leaders in the industry as well. So he's my third guest. So yeah, I came out swinging pretty hard. It's and these guys are all great friends of the show and actually all my most frequent guests. So I'm grateful for all of them. And Matt Ethington, a longtime friend of both of ours, but he's co-founder and CEO of Chronic Care IQ. So Matt's coming up in the home run slot, in the fourth slot. Tom Leary, senior VP and head of government relations from HIMSS. Tom's been a friend of mine for about 20 years as well. So, you know, all of you guys, I mean, everybody's, I've been grateful and fortunate to have, you know, these longtime friendships for 20, 30 years at this point with all these guests. But Tom's going to join us, give us really a government affairs update, some of the top key strategies. What are we looking at? The regulatory side, as well as the legislative side. Excited to hear those updates from him. Steve Rhodes, founder and co-CEO of Arrow Health. Steve has run one of the most innovative organizations for the past 30 years, actually, in healthcare IT. I think he's eClinical Works' largest reseller, but also they're continuing to evolve and grow and expand. But he's just been a great innovator at the ground level. And they do much more than just reselling EHRs. They're a great interoperability leader. They do a lot of patient engagement, patient journey empowerment leaders, and just to run a phenomenal organization. Steve, just a great all-around good guy. So he's been one of my close friends for, again, almost 25 years now. Casey Pittock, CEO of Smart Meter. Smart Meter, so Casey's new to my circle, but he was referred to me from a good friend of mine. So Casey's joining the show, but CEO of Smart Meter. Smart Meter is one of the most innovative RPM devices out there. So I'm looking forward to having him join the show. And then a longtime friend that we all know, friend of the show as well, Howard Bird, co-founder of Gray Matters, but also Howard Bird Health Law. Howard's one of the most prolific lawyers in healthcare and health IT, and he's been a real cornerstone to my world for the past 15, 20 years. But also I have a lawyer, Bill Essinger, is not joining the show. He's not joining HIMSS that I'm aware of, but you know, those two attorneys, Bill Essinger and Howard Bird, have been amazing mainstays in my life on the legal side and just done a phenomenal job helping me navigate the industry together. So that's my initial guest list. I'm going to have you on air, and I know I'm going to have a few other longtime friends join the show as we get in. But that's my initial schedule that I had to fill in really quickly, and I'm just grateful for all those people that agreed within seconds of me texting them saying, hey, can you join next week? So that was really cool. But now let's transition over to what are some of the sessions that you're most excited about?
I'm really excited about the keynote on Tuesday. I will tell you, I'm actually co-founder of a patient experience company myself, so I'm anxious to hear from others that are digging into this world. So bringing in Matt Renner from Google Cloud,
yeah,
and with startups. So I really want to hear his take on the patient experience and how we're driving AI into that transformational change. I really want to hear how they take on that. And you've got Hackensack, Meridian Health CEO on stage with him. So I'm really excited to hear. I think that's a smart move to kick off with one big brand of Google and big name from the tip of the spear, the CEO, talking about AI. Hearing your senior leadership talk about innovation and these new buzzwords means that they're one, getting their education to understand application and then how the impact's going to affect their health systems. So really interested in hearing the keynotes that are coming out. They got another great one on Thursday. But I think for me, I also want to see the Venture Connect that's going to be happening on the floor. That Venture Connect is really, that's where the innovation is going to be showcased. That's where for me, where is it happening? Who's doing what in healthcare? How are they going to put the pieces of the puzzle together for their solutions? Are they real? Or as you and I know, Justin, is it vaporware and a great PowerPoint or a great website? And so how are they going to do it?
Excellent point. Actually, I'm glad you said Venture Connect. Actually, Howard Bird, one of the guests I mentioned was the I think the founder of Venture Connect initially back in 2015, because he's actually the reason. That's so ironic that you brought that up, because the whole reason I went to that 2015 HIMSS in Chicago was because Howard was leading the Venture Connect, and he wanted me to broadcast my show live from the Venture Connect to highlight all the technology innovation that was there that day. So you just brought the whole show full circle, Mike. But
Nice.
I'm actually glad that you brought up Venture Connect, because I actually want to go to that session as well. So maybe you and I can even walk some of that together. It'd be really cool on Tuesday or Wednesday.
That would be great. That would be great. I think that for those out there that are listening to this podcast, if you're there to learn and see what's new, go to the Showcase Innovations. That's where, if Justin, you were presenting from there, like you said, full circle years ago, because they wanted to showcase one of the distinguished panels, the judges, the experts that were innovating and bringing changing business. So I think that's a great spot for you to see some of the new technologies.
Absolutely, very true. And you brought up AI. I think I want to make a special, I think we saw the announcement from the Coalition of Health AI that John Halamka's, I think he's the board chair. But I'm sure you're going to hear a lot more of that. I know John will join the radio show. I'm sure he'll talk about the coalition and what's happening AI. He's one of the foremost leaders with Mayo in harnessing AI for good and for what we're trying to accomplish here in healthcare. So I know we're going to hear much more about that coalition during HIMSS 24. They just announced it recently. So excited to hear and see more of that from HIMSS 24, but then obviously from John personally. And then I'm sure we'll see much more of it across the industry in the coming weeks and months, and certainly as these work products get created. So I think AI, that's obviously one of the big buzzwords, but we still want to see the, we've seen some high level scratching, but we're excited to see what it's going to do in healthcare, in healthcare technology as well as care strategy. But what are some of the glimpses there that you're seeing?
I think some of those glimpses are, again, yes, that is a buzzword, but we talk about resource optimization as we talk about increased and reduced workflows tied to care and patient in the home, rural care. I want to see how that innovation, how is that not just AI based, but the change in workflow and how is that being enhanced? What automation is being put in place of people? And how is that going to go? How is that going to transform the care setting? And so, as we talk about, again, buzzwords and innovations, we can't forget there's underlying workflow that's not tied to AI. And right? And how are we going to change that? How are we going to innovate around those areas? So, again, whether it's a pitch contest or it's an on-stage keynote, how are we addressing that care setting? How are we looking at these tools, techniques, applications that are being developed, and can they be implemented today? Or are they waiting on another, piece of the engine to be put together? Telehealth changed it for COVID. Telehealth's now being advanced into more of a home setting. How do we make that a permanent home setting? Can it become a permanent place in everyone's home where you can actually dial into a doctor's office and have care on demand with remote telemetry sitting on your body? Or, as we now know, there's remote care that's no touch. We've got technology out there that's no touch for patients. How can that be transformed remotely into the home care setting? I did something, Justin, when you and I were together at Health, my only on floor interview was with one of those new emerging companies that has blown up. So again, how do we look at those type of technologies, not just AI, but how do we look at those technologies for engagement at the patient setting, in the patient setting?
Yep. No, fantastic. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I can, because you and I know how to talk. We're at time. I know we've already been 25 minutes and I'm going to wrap up the show. I'm leave time for commercials. So, Mike, you and I always, you know, literally Mike, we were texting very late at night, just trying to put the show together for the last second. You're amazing, Mike. Thank you so much. We always have lots to talk about. We're never at a loss for words. So
thank you for the opportunity, Justin, to chat with you again.
You'll chat with me in a few days. Thanks, everyone. So again, thank you, Mike, for joining us. And thank you to everybody for joining us today. If you miss any of this show, you can catch us weekdays at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. As always, you can track me on Twitter at HIT Advisor. Use the hashtag ThisJustinRadio so we can respond to your comments from the show. We're also putting much more out on LinkedIn, so you can check me out there, Justin Barnes on LinkedIn, and also Mike Mosquito on LinkedIn. We have much more content posted on LinkedIn now. But if you want to hear any more of this episode or my shows in general, we're posted on Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, and obviously launching on some, and Spreaker, and launching on many more platforms here in the very near future. So thanks, everyone. Check out our new content at justinbarnes.com, and stay safe, and hope to see everyone very soon.